Hi. This week the question is, what does the Bible say about the strange case of Caitlyn Jenner? And what I mean by this is, what Bible teachings apply to the case of Caitlyn Jenner? On July 20th, 2015, I did a Google search for the name Caitlyn Jenner. This produced a brief summary written by Wikipedia, which reads, quote, Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, is a retired American athlete known for winning the men's decathlon at the 1976 Summer Olympics, end quote. All right, from this, what do we know for a fact? Well, we know, first of all, for a fact, that Caitlyn Jenner used to be known as Bruce Jenner. And so we have a person who has changed his name, and now that's a fact. Second, we know for a fact that when Caitlyn Jenner was known as Bruce Jenner, he won the men's decathlon at the 1976 Summer Olympics. In other words, we know that he participated in the Olympics as a man. That's a fact. Third, this man who participated in the Olympics as a man now says that he's a woman. All right, that's also a fact. These are facts. I'm not purposefully trying to slander anyone or to misrepresent anything. Now I'm going to draw some conclusions based on the facts. These conclusions seem to be logical conclusions, but you're going to have to decide for yourself whether these conclusions are valid. All right, here's my first conclusion. Conclusion number one. If Bruce Jenner won the men's decathlon in 1976 Olympic Games, but he was really a woman all along, then he was lying about his sex in 1976. And so if Caitlyn Jenner is telling the truth now, saying that she's really a woman, then she was lying to the world in 1976 when she posed as a male. If she was lying about her sex for the past 40 years, can we really believe anything she's now saying? And I'm asking this in all sincerity. Can we really believe anything that a liar says? I'm just asking the question. All right. Conclusion number two. While still wearing the name Bruce, Mr. Bruce Jenner had three wives, and they produced six children. And so if Caitlyn Jenner is telling the truth now, saying that she's a woman, then what we have is a scientific miracle. What we end up having is a woman married to three different women, and together these four women produced six children. And if this is truly what happened, this would be the first time in human history that three pairs of women mated together and produced six children. In other words, every other case in history has always required a male and a female together to produce children. But now we have an anomaly. However, it gets even more nonsensical than this. What we have is three different wives married to someone who says that he was really a woman all along. And the three wives were deceived. They were married to this Caitlyn Jenner, had babies with her, and none of the wives or the children knew that Caitlyn was really a woman all along. Everyone in the family thought that Caitlyn was a man named Bruce Jenner. Okay, but someone argues and they say, George, you idiot. Don't you know that Bruce was a man and then later changed his mind and decided to be a woman? Don't you know that, you idiot? All right. Well, if this is possible and permissible and logical, then I'm wondering, where will it all end up? If Bruce Jenner is permitted to decide that he's no longer a man, that he's now really a woman, suppose someday that Caitlyn should decide to change her species rather than simply her sex. Suppose that Caitlyn someday decides she's a bald eagle and she now wants to live on the side of a rocky cliff and soar off into the air on her wings to look for prey. Or suppose Caitlin someday decides she's a Holstein milk cow, and she now wants to live in a meadow and eat grass. Or suppose that Caitlin someday decides she's a female pit bull dog, and she wants to live in the backyard and bite anyone who invades her territory. Will the American media give Caitlin the praise and empathy and support if and when she makes these kind of decisions? Is there a point where those in position of influence finally say, look, enough is enough. This person is insane. Well, it hasn't happened yet. No one in the media is saying Caitlyn Jenner is insane. Every news agency reporting on the matter is showing total support and empathy for Caitlyn Jenner. That is also a fact. Now, the question before us today is simply this. What does the Bible say about all of this nonsense? Well, Mark chapter 10, verse 6. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus said, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." All right? Everyone, according to this, according to Jesus, everyone falls into one of two categories according to Jesus, either male or female. Bruce Jenner was born a male. His birth certificate says he was born a male. He was born with male reproductive organs. Every chromosome in his body right now are male chromosomes. The only thing feminine in his entire body right now are the feminine hormones which have been injected by medical doctors. All right? What else does the Bible say? In Romans chapter 1, I'm reading verse 21 through 28. The Bible says, "Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their futile hearts, or their foolish hearts, were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them up to vile affections. For even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting." What's the Bible saying here? It's saying that when men and women turn their backs on God and begin to live their lives without divine guidance from heaven, they don't want God, they don't want heaven. The Bible says God gives such people up to vile affections, verse 26. He gives them up to uncleanness, verse 24. He gives them over to a debased mind, verse 28. These people become fools, according to verse 22. These people are futile in their thoughts, according to verse 21. These people have their foolish hearts darkened, verse 21. That's what the Bible says about people like Caitlyn and Bruce Jenner and the American media who offer their support. When Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, thought that he was an animal, you can read about this in Daniel chapter 4, he was considered to be insane. Even the pagan Babylonians realized their king was insane. Human beings do not have the right nor the ability to change what species of life they are. Humans were born humans made in the image of God, Genesis 1:26, and that cannot be changed. And when someone decides that they're an animal and they begin acting like an animal, we should have pity for such a person and should try to lovingly help that person regain their right mind. Likewise, The Bible is teaching that every human being is born either a male or female, according to Jesus in Mark 10, verse 6. And that's how God made each person. No one can change their sex according to the Bible. And when someone like Bruce Jenner attempts to change their sex, the Bible is teaching that they should be helped to regain their proper thinking. This is called repentance. Repentance means a change of mind that results in a change of lifestyle. And the Bible is calling on Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner, whoever this person is, they're calling on them and others like them to repent and change their lifestyles to conform to the rules of God. Again, this is not a message to slander anyone. This is merely an investigation into a question. What does the Bible say about the strange case of Caitlyn Jenner? And if you didn't want to know what the Bible says about this, then you should not have called. If you did want to know what the Bible says, then we have discovered what the Bible says. The Bible says such cases are sinful and shameful. That's not George Batty saying any of this. That's what the Bible says. That's what we were asking. That's what you called to listen to. And that's what we have learned. As for me personally, well, I believe the Bible is the true and authoritative voice of God Himself. Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. And there at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.